Thank you so much. When I moved here with Cheryl and I back in last July, I mentioned to Rob that we ought to get Tim down here to be with us, and here we are a year and a half later, and he's here, and we're so thankful for that. So
yeah.
Thanks for coming up, and we appreciate it very, very much. I've known Tim since 2000. I was 29 years old, an eternity ago. I can remember Rob Phipps, like I told you guys on Sunday. Rob was telling me he ought to go to the singing school down in Oklahoma in the middle of nowhere. And I've been ever since. Missed 2 years, I believe, 07 and last year, unfortunately. But it really is, it has been the best week of my year, every year. And I think you'll get a good taste of that here tonight and this weekend with Tim. And he's here to, what he's here for, and a lot of you guys have been wondering what's Tim here for. It's here to bring out the best in us, to improve our song worship, and just get us to be closer to God through singing. And that's an important thing. That's one of the things that we do here in the Lord's Church. And it's a real exciting thing. So be enthusiastic. He's going to be infectious and enthusiastic with you. Let's reciprocate that to him. So that's all I have to say, Tim. Thanks
okay.
so much for coming.
Okay. Let's begin with number 392. Count your blessings. We'll sing a few songs at the beginning. Oh me, when up on life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord had done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God had done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God had done. Okay, when I survey the wondrous cross, when I survey the wondrous cross, on which the Prince of Glory died, my riches gained I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Christ for the world we sing. Do me so, Christ for the world we sing. The world to Christ we bring with loving zeal. The poor and them that mourn, pain and overborne, sin sick and sorrow worn, whom Christ doth heal. When my love to Christ grows weak, O me, when my love to Christ grows weak, when for deeper faith I seek, then in thought I go to thee, Garden of Gethsemane. When we all get to heaven. Do me so, sing the wondrous love of
Jesus.
Sing his mercy and his grace in the mansion bright and blessed. He'll prepare for us a place when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. All right. We've got through singing songs that are fast, some that are slow. In a lot of places, songs are sung at one tempo, one speed, and usually slow. Everywhere I go, I'll ask, I won't ask y'all this, but I ask most places, what seems to be the problem with your singing? They say, we drag our songs. I mean, and I'm glad they say we, because it's not just the leader, it's everyone. And so, what we're going to do tonight, I like to begin this series with talking about tempo. We're going to go back over these songs again, but I'm going to show you there are three different beat patterns that are used, or that should be used. And you may wonder, when someone's up here leading like Todd, he's using a beat pattern, you may think, well, there he is waving at us again, or Rob is up here leading. No, there's a reason why they're using a beat pattern, and I'm going to show all of you what those are. There's only three. There's a two-beat pattern, which is down, up, down, up. One, two, one, two. There's a three-beat pattern. One, two, three. One, two, three. There's a four-beat pattern. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. And we did all three of them in the last few songs we did. We did a two-beat song. We did a three. We did a two-beat fast, two-beat slow. We did a three-beat fast, a three-beat slow. We did a four-beat fast because I couldn't think of a four-beat slow one. So there's a few in our book, but not many. But we don't see too many that are that way. But so now, let's see where we are. Now, here's these beat patterns. I want all of you, if you don't mind doing this, this will really help you if you'll do it right where you're sitting. Is use this beat pattern, so you might want to spread out a little bit so you don't hurt one another, okay? Okay, so but you got to get the feel of the rhythm. You got to get a feel of it. I don't really have the time to go in and talk about note values, about, well, here's a whole note, and a three-quarter note, and a half note, quarter note, eighth note, although we'll do a little bit of that, but I don't really have time to get really into that in the detail. But what you need to do is feel the rhythm. If it's a two-beat song, fill two beats. One, two, one, two. If it's a three-beat song, fill the rhythm. One, two, three, one. If it's four-beat, fill the rhythm. One, two, three, four. So every one of you will be able to look at your song book, and you'll be able to look at some things that are there that will help you in doing this. I'll tell you why I do it this way now, with having everyone here. Like, well, this is a good crowd tonight. It's encouraging to see all of you that are here. I do this for this reason. Having men, women, and children here on the first night, from what happened to me a few years ago when we had a fellow came in to work on our baptistry, electrician. He's a Mennonite. And when he came out from underneath the baptistry that day, He looked around and he said, you don't use the piano here, do you? I said, no, we don't use instrumental music in our worship. He said, neither do we. And then he started asking me questions about singing. He looked at our hymn book, the book that you, I believe, yeah, you have the same book. You better have that book, okay? I go to places, sometimes they don't even use it at all. But anyway, he was saying, so we went over to a whiteboard. And he said, and he put these shapes up there on this whiteboard. So you know what these are? And I said, yeah. He said, and what they were was do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. He wanted to know where I learned them. I said, well, I had a father that taught this and a grandfather that taught me this. And people used to learn that years ago. We don't do too much anymore. And I said, where'd you learn them? He said, I learned them growing up. He said, this is part of our curriculum among Mennonites. Beginning with first grade, we're teaching our children how to sing, how to sight read. If you've ever listened to one of their recordings, it's a cappella. They're really good. But anyway, then we have a song leading class, and we have boys and girls in song leading class. The girls complained about it because they said, "Well, we're not allowed to lead in the assembly, so why do we have to be in here?" They said, well, you're learning how to follow the leader. And with that, I thought, that's what I believe would help all of us in keeping our singing, keeping the tempo going. If if not only the leader has a better understanding, but the audience, the followers do. So you work together. And all of this is meant to try to get us to give our best, like Todd said a while ago, to give our best to God, because He's always demanded the best out of us, out of His people. He's always wanted His people to give their best. And that's why we're here, to do that as well. So now what I'd like you to do is start moving your hand up, down, up, down. I'm going to turn this way, down, up, down. And I'll say, one, two, one, two.
One, two, one.
Now go, one and two and one and
two.
One and two and one. Now speed up. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one and two and one and two, one and two and one and two. Now let's go to three beat. Down, out, up. Down, out. Now say it. One, two, three, one.
Two, three.
One.
Two, three.
One and two and three and one and two and three. One and two and now speed it up. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one. Christ for the world we sing. All right, now let's go down to a four beat. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One and two and three and four. One and two and three and four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One and two and three and four. One and two and three and four and cut. Where is one? In every one of these, all three of these beat patterns, where is one? Down. Remember that. That's the strong beat. And if the leader will get up and give a good strong beat and not a weak beat, because you need to feel, that helps you to feel the rhythm. One, two, one, two, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, four, one. I'm going to show you where one is here in just a moment when you look at the music on the page. Now, here's a song, God is Love. This number right here, you see four on top, four over four, this is called the time signature. That's what we're talking about tonight. Time signature. Has to do with tempo. Has to do with the speed of the song. And again, determines the tempo or the speed. The top number tells you how many beats per measure. Now here's what a measure is. You got all these vertical lines all through a song. These are called measure bars. And between one measure bar and the next measure bar is called a measure. And what's between measure bars? A certain number of beats. If it's two beat, it's one, two, one. If it's three beat, one, two, three, one. If it's four beat, one, two, three, four. Now you can count that in your mind, those numbers, but the beat pattern helps you get through it. That's why that beat pattern is very important. So every time you get to a measure bar, it's like going over the hurdle. You're coming down on one, and that's the strong beat. All right, there's a beat pattern, one, two, three, four. Now you got a top number has three on top. What kind of beat pattern are you going to use? Three beat pattern. How's that go? Down, out, up. Down, out, up. All right, if you have a two on top, two beats per measure, which beat pattern? Two beat pattern. So you only have three beat patterns to learn. All right. I know you can do that. All right, let's go back now over these songs we did a while ago. Now, in your hymnal, this is what that two means here. Now, we put this in here for the benefit of the song leader. Let me say this, song worship leader. It's not up here just to lead, but to lead in worship. Song worship leader looks up here. And I'll tell you what these are, Lord willing, tomorrow, while you're on the side. But that number in the middle is telling him, you got to beat this in a two-beat pattern. Two-beat pattern. This also tells you, two, that number two on top there. You're going to use that beat pattern. There's our measure bars. Always be sure that you're coming down on one to the right of a measure bar. If you're coming up, that's weak. But here, like, when up on life's billows, you are tempest tossed. I got to get that. See, it's important that you have rhythm in your beat pattern, fellas, and where the audience can feel it. They got to feel that rhythm. They got to feel that in you. But not only do they feel that in your beat pattern, but also when you are singing. Sing with rhythm in your voice. When up on life's billows you are tempest tossed. Got to get it to work together. All right, let's do it. Do. All right, do me. I'd like for you to move your hand with me on this. We're going to start on beat one. Okay, it starts right up here. When? When? Now, there's something that we do right before that. What's it called? A preparatory beat, which is the beat right before beat one. And what would that be? Beat two. What is the purpose of that? Take a breath. That way you can start together. When? But if I come up here and I went like this, when up on, I'm going to start by myself. When, but here, when up on life's billows, when up on life's billows. See, on your mark, get set, go. You know, runners, anybody that's in a race, whatever, they prepare a drag racer. He looks up and sees those lights blinking to prepare him when to hit the throttle. So everybody gets off the line together. And so this is get everybody to start. I do not like starting by myself. I don't. I don't know anybody that really likes doing that. Most people, a lot of people come in a little bit later. You know, they finally wake up. Oh, we started the song, and they come in. But if you will give a few things here, you can prepare people. Not everybody will start with you, but you won't be by yourself. So, all right, let's do this together. Do, do me. Here you go. When up on life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged. See what God had done. Okay, I can tell already you've improved. From when I led it a while ago at the very beginning, the very first song, I felt like you were kind of a little bit behind me. Not then, I didn't. You know why? Now you're thinking it. You're thinking those two beats. One, two, one, two. So we did that together. Now we're going to slow down the two beat into slower two beat when I survey the wondrous cross. See, there again, it's a two beat pattern, and there's our top number two on top there, and there's our measure bars. When I survey, all right, let's do do so do mi do. When I survey the
wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but lost, and for content of all my
pride. All right, let's go down to our three beat. Christ for the World we sing. Right there, that top number's telling you, a three beat pattern. Song leader's going to lead it in a three beat pattern. And if he doesn't, then you get on to him later. Okay? You'll say, you didn't lead that in a three beat pattern. No, don't get on to him in a bad way. I'm just, you kind of, it depends on who it is you get on to. Okay? Some guys, you know, they can laugh with you on that. But anyway, here's our measure bars. Now, I want you to notice something. Here's what I like about the beat pattern. You've got these notes here. There's three beats per measure. Beat one, beat two, beat three. Here's beat one. Here's beat two. Here's beat three. Now we got another three notes here. One beat, two, three. One, two, three. Then we only have one note in here in that measure. What kind of note is that? Three-quarter note. I like calling it a three-quarter rather than a dotted half, because three-quarter, And so you're going to know when to get off that note with your beat pattern. You're going to go, sing the world. So your beat pattern is telling you when to. In other words, the thing is, you don't go, Christ for the world we sing. And you hold it four or five beats. Your beat pattern is telling you, it's telling you beat at three. Keep moving. Don't stop. I look at leading like a machine. It's moving, and I don't know, stop it unless maybe we get to where there's a hold, or bird's eye, or fermata. We'll talk about that later. All right, let's. I got a lot to talk to you about later, don't I? Do. All right, here's the note for the basses and alto do. Meet in her soul. Okay, we're going to start up here with our preparatory. Christ for the world. We. One, two, three. The world to.
Christ.
One, two, three. With loving zeal. Very good. Now we're going to slow down. All right. When my love to Christ grows weak. Do. And here's our measure bars. Do, bass, alto, mi, sol, tenor. And we're going, now tomorrow I'd like to break into parts where we have the altos together, sopranos, tenors, and basses. And we'll I'll give you a chart up here in the morning. But when I'm doing that, I'll say, all right, do, basses, do, alto, mi, sol. And you know, when you get around people who, if you're wanting to learn how to sing alto, get with somebody who's a strong alto. Or tenor, get with somebody that's strong. It'll be a good way for you to be around somebody singing that part. All right, let's go. Do, mi. When my love to Christ grows weak.
When my deep earth faith I see, therefore I go to thee, Lord, and
I'll get us. All right. All right, 4-4 time. Here we go. With, and there's our measure bars right here. Do, four beat pattern now. See that four up there? Quadruple beat pattern. Do, mi, sol, ready? Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed. When we all get to heaven. Of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. All right, now we come back to this again. God is love. Do, four beat time. Do. Come, let us all unite to sing, God is love. Let heaven and earth their praises bring, God is love. Let every soul
from sin away, each in his heart sweet music make.
And sing with us for Jesus' sake. God is love. God is love. God is love. Come, let us all unite to sing that God is love. Okay, what I want to do with that song, I want to break it down to give you a little, just a little bit of information in regards to notes and I want to just break the song down where you can look at some things in this. As we said a while ago, just as a quick review, top number indicates beats per measure, and a measure is bar is from one measure bar to another. It's called a measure, and a certain number of beats. It might be 4 beats, it might be 3 beats, it might be 2 beats. A song has lyrics, words. Come, let us all unite to sing. To sing the words, people must either memorize or read them. Well, we read them right off the screen or right out of the book. We read them. We were able to do that because we learned how to read when we were little. But a song has musical notes made up of melody, harmony, rhythm. And to sing the melody, harmony, and rhythm, people must either memorize or read the music. That's where we're lacking. That's where we have dropped the ball. As I look back, we have 3 daughters. They all are good singers, but probably only one of them really probably can sight read fairly well. I just didn't spend enough time with the other two, and I wished I had. But we just don't. Our schools are not even teaching it anymore. Music has been cut back. We just don't encourage it. And it's affected our worship, our song worship, when we don't know how to sing. And being that I'm on this right now talking about notes, I'll just tell you something happened to us years ago when we were living in a place, and I heard a guy singing one night off key, really bad. And he was terrible. And I thought, where is that coming from? And I looked over and I saw this guy standing there, and he had his eyes closed, singing to the top of his lungs. And I thought, boy, he's awful. And he came to me later and he said he wanted me to teach him how to sing. And I told Vicki, I said, he wants me to teach him how to sing. She said, you're kidding. And I said, no. How do I say no to this guy? He's a former Marine. He stands 6'5". He had 2 tours of duty in Vietnam, guarded the embassy over there, and in Saigon. I better go help him some way. And so I went over to their house one night, and I walked in the door, and his wife said, "You guys go back to the back room. Don't stay out here." So we went into the back room, and I had a pitch pipe, and I did this. I said, "I want you to hit this note." And he said, "What do you mean, hit it?" And I thought, you know, he doesn't know what I'm talking about. So I blew on the pitch pipe, blew this note right here. I went, said, "I want you to sing that note. Do, do." Do, do. I said, do, do. I said, "Come up." He said, "What do you mean, come up?" He thought he was hitting the note. And I got into his ear. And I was a do. And this went on for about 10 minutes. And finally, I went do. And he went do. I said, "You got it." He said, "I got what?" I said, "You got the note I want you to hit. In other words, you got to the pitch that I want you to sing. Well, teach me a song." I said, "We're not even anywhere near that." "Yeah, but I want you to teach me a song." I said, "Why do you want me to teach you a song?" He said, "Because I want to get up and lead one when we have our singing. You're not ready for that." He said, "Teach me a song." So we went to number 68 in the book. "Lord, we come before thee now." And starts on that note. I went, do. He went, do. And now I said, "Change that do to Lord." He went, "Lord." All right, good. So I'll be back next week and we'll work on note two, you know. But he said, "No, come on, let's go." So well, I said, "It won't be hard." So it's Lord, we. Lord, we. I said, "Lord, we come. Lord, we come." Then we went, "Lord, we come." Boy, he went right back down in the basement. And he stayed there all the way until we got to the end of the song. And he came right back up with that do. He got right back where he started. And that's when you hear me talk about dough, dough is very important. Sometimes song leaders won't get up and start by giving that. But when you give that, you're giving that to everybody. But you gotta hear that. Well, anyway, he got up there next thing and he led that song the best he could. He led that probably for the next several months, that same song. And then he said to me one day, he said, you know, at that time I was traveling a lot with the railroad, and he said, you know, I need to learn more songs. I said, why? And he said, well, you're gone, and I might need to fill in while you're away. So I need to have at least four songs. I need a song to start with, maybe one before the prayer, maybe one before the Lord's Supper, maybe a song invitation, whatever. And so I worked on with four songs. And he led those probably for a year. And he said to me one day, he said, I think I need to learn four more. I said, yep, let's do it, four more. So I put them on a cassette tape. He memorized them. This guy had such a determination in doing this, and he really progressed. And he told me one day, he said, I want to thank you for what you've done for me. I said, no, I need to thank you. He said, what do you mean? I said, you've had your heart right. You've had your heart in tune. My voice has been in tune, but my heart's been out of tune. And I said, your heart's in tune. And I believe when a person gets their heart in tune, they'll want to do what they can to get their voice in tune. But it starts with the heart, the part of man that thinks and reasons and understands. That's where it starts. So I don't want anyone to leave here tonight and say, well, he's up there, boy, he's trying to put this down our throats with all this do, re, mi, fa, la, sol, la, ti, do, and hitting the notes just right. No, it's getting our hearts right first. And we'll want to go from there. And so he really encouraged me a lot more than I encouraged him. He has a brother that came to me and said, you taught my brother, you can teach me. And boy, I thought I could teach anybody after I taught this one guy. Well, I was wrong. It didn't work with his brother. And you know what I finally said to his brother? I said, there's other things to do in the kingdom. Not everyone's cut out to be a song worship leader. I said, there are other things you can do. Not everyone's cut out to be a Bible class teacher. But you do what you can do in the kingdom. And you keep growing and growing. And you never know, you might run into that person that who has that ability, has been lying dormant all their life. And with him, we tapped into it. He started using that ability that God gave him. And so I've had so many other experiences with people the same way, but with good attitudes. Whatever I can do to serve the Lord, that's what I'm going to do. And so let's go on from here and look at this reading here in Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. As a song worship leader, I want to do all I can to encourage my brothers and sisters to do what we're reading right here. I don't want to become a distraction. I want to be sure that I get up and I give the correct pitch so that everybody can sing. And I'll talk about that tomorrow for sure. But this is very, very important. The command from God to sing requires learning something about it. What did the disciples say to the Lord? Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us how to pray. Well, we've been commanded from God to sing. And so when you take the song apart that we've got through singing, I think you have a better understanding about some of the basics of music. This song, God is Love, also has what is called a key signature. And that determines the pitch of a song. I know that when I pitch this song, do, it's in the key of D. I'll talk about that tomorrow. I know that the writer of this song put it in a key so everybody can sing it, all the parts. But if I get up there and just grab a pitch out of the air, I may get it too high, and guess what? Not everybody's going to be able to sing. I may get it too low. So I should want to do this right, so that we all can sing with the understanding. And so then these pitches are represented by the highness or lowness of a tone, by these lines and spaces. You see all these lines? Musical notes are on lines and spaces. And so you have the soprano that's singing up there. You have the altos that are down here. Tenors are right here. Basses sing right here. And there'll be somebody come up to me later and say, I'm not any of those. So where do I sing? Well, you may be singing these parts and don't even know it. And more than likely, you probably are. We have one daughter in particular, Penny, our youngest daughter. She sings by ear, but I'll tell you what. I would say she has a beautiful alto voice, but she can hear that harmony. And she hasn't learned to do this. But anyway, pitches or tones are represented by these lines and spaces, and they're numbered from the lowest upwards. So when you see a note on a line and you see one above it, it's going up. Like, I try to get that fella to go up to that note, he was down here. So I finally had this dude, like, when he did this, do, do, I went, do, and then he went, do. He heard it, and he matched up to it. That's what we're talking about, highness, lowness of a tone. A staff is joined together by a brace, and extending across the page is called a score. But a score is divided, this is important, into measures by these vertical lines. We talked about that a while ago. So many beats per measure. Two staffs, one above the other, is called the grand staff, joined together by a brace. And that top staff is called the G clef or the treble clef. And that's where your sopranos are singing and altos are singing. Basses are down here. Song leaders are singing up here. Anybody tell me why? The song leaders will sing up there. That's where the melody. The melody is the part that you're most familiar with. Probably the hardest part of the song to learn is the melody. But that's what gets gets embedded in your mind pretty quick. All right, putting it all back together. All right, now when a songwriter looks at a page like this with a grand staff on it, hey, all right, he's thinking, okay, I'm going to have to put in my G clef sign for the sopranos and altos and for the basses and tenors down here. And then he puts in the key signature and then he pitches the song and then he determines what he's going to have the tempo to be. There's your time signature. Then he puts in the soprano notes. And here they are. Do, sing that with me. Come, let us all unite. Okay, now I'm hearing some harmony. We want to hear just soprano. Come, let us all unite to sing. Again, come, let us all unite to sing. Okay, that's the soprano notes. Put in the alto. Do. Alto, sing that with me. Come, let us all unite to sing. Now let's have everybody over here sing soprano. Y'all sing alto. Alto are these notes right here. Soprano, you're up here. Do. Come, let us all unite to sing. Okay, now that sounds good. That's two parts. That's a duet. Now let's put in the tenor. How many tenors do we have in here? Okay, y'all really belted out. Okay, guys. Do, mi, tenor, do, do. Everybody else sing your part. Come, let us all unite to sing. Can y'all tell the difference? There's a third part that came in, the tenor part. Do it again. Come, let us all unite to sing. All right, that's a trio. That's a three parts. But now, let's put in the basses. How many basses do we have? Okay, we got them all scattered. All right, good. Do, basses, do, alto, everybody. Me, sing now. Come, let us all unite to sing. That sound good? That's four parts, all singing out. Very good. Now let's sing the song. Ready? Go. Come, let us all unite to sing. God is Lord. OK, Okay, let me stop you. Let's think about our beat pattern, our tempo. Right now, I can tell we're already dragging it. Okay? All right, we're going to go back, think, four beat. Let's beat the time. Do, do, ready. Come, let us all unite to sing God is love. Let heaven and earth their
praises ring. God is love. Let every soul from sin awake. Each in his heart sweet music play.
And sing with us for
Jesus' sake, for God is love.
God is love. That was very good. All right, let's do a few songs here in the closing few minutes we have. God is so good. Look up there and you'll see two-beat pattern. Let's beat the time on this. We'll do a couple of verses of it. Do, so, alto, do, bass is me, tenor, do. Okay, two-beat pattern, slow. God is so good. God is so, one, two. God is so good. He's so good to me. I praise his name. I praise his name. I praise his name. He's so good to me. There's something else I'd like for you to think about when you're singing. I really pay a lot of attention to lyrics, more so now. I guess as I get older, I look at lyrics that have been written, and I look at words like praise. That's where you just want to really come out on words that cry out for that. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah, praise the Lord. You don't want to go over, praise the Lord, ye heavens adore, praise the Lord. But even though we're singing this in a slow two beat, you can still come out and emphasize praise. I praise his name. So let's go back and try that. We're going to sing God is so good, but when you see the word praise, let's really emphasize that. All right, let's do it again. Let me get back to our E flat. Do, do, so, do. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. I praise his name. So good to me. All right, sing and be happy. Do me, right? Do me. If the skies above you are gray, you are feeling blue. If your cares and burdens seem great,
all the whole day through, there's a silver mine that shines in the heavenly land. Look by faith and see, my friend, trust in his promises grand. Sing and be happy, happy, press on to the goal. Trust in him.
Okay, now, I pitched that. Did y'all notice that was low?
Yes.
Okay, now here's where it should be. Do, third verse, do, mi. And you'll notice the difference. Yeah, it's going to be easier for people to sing, but be a much more brightness to it. Do, mi. Oft we fail to see the rainbow up in heaven's fair sky, when it seemed the fortunes of earth
round and pass us by.
Silver and gold. If we hope and trust Him each day,
we shall never run cold. Sing and happy, 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 press on to the goal. Trust in Him, believe who is in me, if we trust in your soul, let the whole the way be filled with Jesus and give praise.
Lift your voice and praise Him in song.
Sing me
happy today. All right, good. Seek ye first. Slow it down a little bit. We got a little 2/2, a little bit slower. And would you see a 2/2 versus 2/4? You know, one's going to be a little slower than the other. But a lot of times you look at the words of a song, that will determine the speed. Just look at the words. You wouldn't sing this here. Seek ye first the key. Seek ye first the key. That's the way it's meant to be sung about that tempo. Do, do, mi, so, tenor, mi. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Man shall not live by
bread
alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Alleluia, alleluia. All right, Lord, we come before Thee now. Pick up the speed a little bit. 2-beat. Do, do basses, do, so, alto, do, mi, tenor, do. Lord, we come before Thee now. At Thy feet we humbly bow. Oh, do not our sweetest day. Shall we seek Thee, Lord, in vain? Shall we seek Thee, Lord, in vain? Grant that all may
seek and find Thee a sovereignly
kind. Heal the sick, the captive free.
Let us all rejoice in Thee.
Let us all rejoice in Thee. I'm not ashamed, O my Lord. Now look what we're in now, in a 3-beat. Do, so. Okay, this is going to start. Anybody tell me where we're going to start here? Beat 1 or beat 3?
2.
Okay. 1, 2, I'm not. So we've got to be coming down on 1 to the right of the measure bar. Okay. Do, so. So where's your preparatory going to be? Out. There you go. Do, so. I'm not ashamed to own my Lord, nor to defend His cause. Maintain the honors of His word,
the glory of His cross.
Then will He own my worthless name before His Father's face. And in the new Jerusalem, appoint for me a place. Amazing grace. This is in 3-4. probably should be in 3-2 because we don't sing it fast, but do tenor, do sol. So we're going to start with which beat? 3. So here's our prep draw right here. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound
that saved a wretch
like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. When we've been there 10,000
years, bright shining as
the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Okay, let's do one more. To God be the glory. Why don't we stand? We'll stand for this. Turn back over to Rob after this. Okay, we'll start on beat 3 again. To God be the glory. Do, so, mi, alto, do, mi, so, do, so. So we're going to start on beat 3. Preparatory's out here. To God be the glory. Great things He had done. So loved He the world that He gave us His
Son, who He
that all may go in. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Let the people rejoice.
Oh, come to the Father
through
Jesus the Son and give Him the glory.
Great things He
done, great things He had taught us,
great things He had done,
and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son, but
purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transformation.
Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Let the earth hear His voice.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Let the people rejoice.
Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son.
And give Him the glory. Great
things He had done. Okay. Okay, Rob.
Well,